You're listening to the audio production of Heart of Gold by Robin Lee Hatcher, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Wendy Lanzel.
Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3, New Living Translation. Prologue. January 1864, Covington House, Virginia. Am I doing the right thing, Adeline? Is this truly God's will for us? Delaney Adair didn't believe his dearly departed wife could hear his words or read his thoughts in heaven. Nothing in Scripture led him to believe she could, but it always seemed to clear his head when he talked with her this way, the same way they had talked over everything, matters large and matters small, throughout their marriage, especially matters pertaining to their daughter. Shannon has grown even more beautiful than you remember her. She has a good heart. She likes to help others. But she is also quick to judge, even more so since the war began. I fear her pride will be her downfall. Perhaps I've spoiled her. He shook his head. No, I know I've spoiled her. Would his daughter forgive him for taking her away from Covington House, away from her friends and neighbors? We'll have a new life in Grandcour. Shannon will make new friends, and there won't be so many reminders of a past that is gone for good, for her or for me. Despite the number of years that had passed since Adeline's death, Delaney felt the loss of his wife afresh. How he missed her. How blessed he'd been in his choice of helpmeet. He'd married not only the woman he loved, but an heiress. Adeline, the daughter of a wealthy planter whose family's roots went deep into the Virginia soil, could have had her pick of 100 young men in Southern society. That she'd chosen Delaney Adair, a second-generation American of modest means with a desire to serve God, still amazed him. He let his gaze roam the room, remembering how lively and happy their home had been. Parties and barbecues and balls and hunts. Adeline had been a perfect hostess, and she'd loved others no matter their status, without discrimination or hesitation. Such a charitable heart. Such a perfect minister's wife. I wish I knew what you would say to Shannon if you were here now, Adeline. How would you counsel and guide her? How would you help her to make better choices? How can I help her learn to trust God with her future and to follow His will in humility? Yes, I have spoiled her. May God make up for my shortfalls and soften her heart toward others. He drew in a breath and closed his eyes. Tender her heart, Lord. May she not be so quick to judge. May she not be so determined to stumble over a stool in her path that isn't really there. Fill her heart with love and let her know love in return. Take us safely across this country to our new home, and help us both to make a difference for thy kingdom. Nevertheless, may thy will be done. In Christ's name, amen. Chapter 1, May 1864. Shannon Adair leaned close to the door as the stagecoach slowed, trying to catch her first glimpse of Grandcour, wanting it to be more than she had any right to hope it would be. She'd said goodbye to everything and everyone she loved in order to come with her father to the Idaho Territory. She was both scared and excited now that the dirty, bone-jarring, difficult, and sometimes treacherous journey was at an end. The coach jerked to a stop, and the driver called down, "Grandcour, folks!" Shannon glanced toward her father, seated across from her. The good reverend gave her a weary smile. "We are here at last." "So it would seem."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?